Counseling question 18. Describe how you deal with sin in counseling. Use a case history in which you were the counselor to show how you dealt with sin. My response. At the start, we must appropriately and clearly define sin. Sin has been referred to as, quote, cosmic treason, end quote. In this article, R.C. Sproul concluded, quote, not until we take God seriously will we ever take sin seriously. But if we acknowledge the righteous character of God, then we, like the saints of old, will cover our mouths with our hands and repent in dust and ashes before Him. End quote. Sin is the issue because it has separated us from our God. Isaiah 59:2. God is so pure and holy that He can't, quote, approve evil, end quote, or, quote, look upon wickedness with favor, end quote. Habakkuk 1, verse 13. Sin is so serious that one sin in the Garden of Eden has since changed the whole world. Once, quote, very good, end quote, Genesis 1:31, we know that the, quote, whole creation now groans and suffers, end quote. Romans 8:22. One sin is enough to condemn a person of breaking all of God's holy law, James 2, verse 10. Yet we sin at an incalculable rate. Sin is the sole reason that there is death, Romans 6, verse 23. God sentencing us to death is justifiable because God, He is holy, and our sin is so offensive to Him. Since, quote, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, end quote, Romans 3, verse 23, it is amazing that God even provides for us, let alone gives the amazing grace of saving sinners from hell to heaven at the cost of His Son's life. Sin is cosmic treason, not merely because the behaviors of sin are putrid, lying, stealing, lusting, blaspheming, etc., but because of the horrible reality that we naturally love and prefer our sins over Him, John 3, verse 19. We'd rather do that which God hates than that which honors Him. In our natural state, we are, quote, hostile towards God, end quote, Romans 8, 7, quote, an enemy of God, end quote, James 4, 4, a, quote, rebel, end quote, against Him, Job 24, 13, and prefer to fulfill the, quote, desires of your father, the devil, end quote, because we are, quote, held captive by him to do his will, end quote, John 8, 44, and 2 Timothy 2, verse 26. When we see sin as humbling as it is, and as a result, see how gracious God is in not completely punishing and banishing us all, we should marvel at His goodness, patience, kindness, love, mercy, and grace. To truly help people, we must call sin, sin. It's not a mistake. It's not something that we can merely be sorry for. And it's not permissible on the grounds that everyone does it. It's not just a problem, it's the problem. It must be pointed out and it must be killed so that people can live. Romans 8, verse 13. We must help them see what sin is by pointing out scriptures like the ones above. We must ask them to describe sins that have been committed, ask them if the sin concerns them, and we must never minimize, or relabel sins. Our counseling sessions must always refocus side topics back towards the individual's personal sins, contrasted against the holiness and goodness of God. Finally, we must help them see that despite how full of sin we are, God extends love and forgiveness of sin through the blood of Jesus Christ. We offer them this hope. They must be called to repentance, faith, and a new manner of life for Christ's glory. Though I have not counseled believers, I have had evangelistic opportunities. When a Catholic co-worker would meet with me so that I could help him with his sins of fornication and pornography, I stuck to the scriptures to describe his sin. He was interested in change, but never enough to let go of all of his idols. Over time, he became discouraged. I realized that he couldn't repent because he didn't know or apply the true gospel. Interestingly, he was always thankful when I pointed out the wretchedness of his lusts, but when shown biblically that he was falsely worshiping God through an apostate religion, he became defensive and changed the subject. I told him that his sin issue was not merely lusting. Lovingly, I told him that he has fashioned himself a god of his own liking and was rebelling against God. Discipleship ceased because he knew that I was calling him to repent of all his heart-level sins, not just the ones causing him worldly sorrow. Since he never demonstrated true saving faith, there's little left to do but pray for him. Nonetheless, our faithfulness is in pointing out sin and trusting the results to God.